Before we go to the next thing, there is one thing the Lord said. Pay attention to this. In my understanding and knowing, 5G will come, 6G will come. But the Lord will build our immune to withstand whatever that will come. The 6G signifies the marks of the beast. So it has to come. Because in order for the end of the world to come, the mark of the beast must come. So the 6G will come. Then the Lord spoke to me in the spirit, and the Lord showed me that the vaccine, that vaccine they're talking about, it will be implemented, but not everyone will receive the vaccine. You'll be tested. If you are tested positive, the vaccine will be given to you, and many will take the vaccine. Some will take out of ignorance, some will take out of fear, some will take out of the fear of their life. But for those who refuse to take, an option will be given to them, which is not yet clear to me. Then the Lord took me to a vision of the night, and I was like on the air watching, and there was a war. And I saw people fighting. And the Lord said that they are fighting for nations, and nations will fight against each other. They are fighting for a particular thing. I don't know what that is, but the Lord showed it to me, and I saw it. It is green in nature. I don't know what it signifies yet. But if it's about war, it will come. A nation will fight against nation. Then the Lord took me. That was early last year. So it is now, it is making more sense to me. The Lord took me in the vision of the night, and I saw machines. I saw machines that enforces law. If the government say you are supposed to do this, these machines, these robots, they are so intelligent that they enforce this law to make sure that you obey it. Then I saw ministers, and I saw myself. It was like we are men of the caves. We had beards. And we went to assess money. They said we can't assess money except we have the mark. Then we started healing people that were sick. And we are telling them, see, we can heal the sick. Just give us money so we could eat. And they said, no, unless you have the mark of the beast. So a time is coming. It is the gift that you have that will pave way for you. The Bible said that the gift of a man make it what? It's in the last day you understand that gift. What you are seeing now, that your gift is helping you to climb, is not just that. A time will come, it is by your gift that you will feed. Then I saw those machines. There were two of them coming with armed. But none of their weapon could penetrate us, because the Lord has fortified us. So I want every one of us to be very active in prayer. We don't know when it's going to happen. It can happen now. It can happen in the next 10 years. We don't know. But let us guide ourselves with all diligence. And there's an outpouring in the spirit in the prophetic. The Lord is going to take so many people in the prophetic. So many people in the prophetic. There are so many questions that you have been asking that the Lord has revealed to me. And today, you're going to learn all those things in the name of Jesus. So many churches will fall. And so many will rise. This is an hour when we go to our secret place to pray. This is the hour when we seize time, hours, and moments, and we glorify God to his fullness. This is not the hour to waste your times on even books that does not relate to God. The economy of the world will crash. That is a fact. But the Lord will sustain and uphold his people. It is funny, when I was sitting down, the Lord was speaking to me. The Lord said, Emeka, there are people that go so far to make incantations in order for them to bewitch Christians. But you know the funny thing, that though they spend hours to make incantations in order to bewitch children of God, that though they spend hours and minutes and sacrifice years of their life and even make blood sacrifice in order to bewitch a Christian, but the mention of my name, their powers that they have wasted for 7 years will be destroyed, because I am God. You can't compare to me. The witch cannot operate except he inspire fear in you. And if you must serve God, the spirit of fear must die in you. You can't have faith and have fear. The two cannot work together. It's either you have fear and your faith is dead, or there is faith and the fear is dead. Whatever you are afraid of is equally afraid of you. But the Bible said that, "For I have not given you the spirit of fear." So whenever fear comes, know the devil is at work. If your life is taken from you this very moment, will you have regrets? We must come to that venue whereby in our spirit man, when we stand as a sort of the earth, not because we are afraid. We stand, even when the gun is pointed to us for our life to be taken for us, we will not be afraid that a gun is pointed. Rather, we'll be wondering, how can we save the soul of the man behind the gun? Because you have come to the reality that weapons have no power over you. For you say that our warfare are not carnal, but what? But mighty. Through what? Pulling down of what? Strongholds. For no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He means it. Until the word of God becomes so real to us, we will be limited in our areas of life. And when you stand, you don't stand as a weakling. You don't stand with so much doubt that I'm praying to God, will God ever hear me? Rather, you stand and pray. Your question should be, "Father, when will the answer come?" Not whether if he will hear you. You are sure he will hear you. What you are asking is to know the season when it will manifest in the reality of the earth. Because in the spiritual realm, the moment you pray, it has been answered. Some of you might be saying, "Man of God, I don't understand. How is my unbelief affecting me?" In any areas of your life that you doubt God, unbelief is there. God cannot manifest himself in any area of your life that you doubt him. If you doubt him in the areas of finance, he can't support. He can't manifest there because there is doubt. And wherever there is doubt, there is witchcraft. Because if God does not give the spirit of doubt, then that means the devil gave it to you. Because it's not from the original manuscript that you existed from. So we Christians must learn to kill doubt. And there's nothing that kills that except love. And coming to that understanding of what love really is. Complete trust in God is all you need. When they say you can't, you say, "I can." He said, "I can do all things through or through Christ who strengthens me." So why do you say you can't? Who said you can't hear the voice of God? Who said you can't lay hand on that sick person and that person will be healed? Who said so? Did the Bible say you will lay hand on the sick and they will not recover? No, he said you will lay hand and they will recover. How many times in the book of Matthew 8, Jesus did so much miracles that we can't even count? There was a time he laid hand in the mother of Peter. He just laid hand upon her and the sickness was vanished. In fact, whenever he cast that devil, he never spoke more than one word. He cast them out with his word in the name of Jesus out. That is how you're supposed to do. But Jesus speaks the word, "You demon, leave," and it leaves. So until we have the lights of the word of God and it becomes reality, they say Christian cannot be possessed. Then what happened to those that find they are Christian and yet they found themselves in fornication? Aren't they possessed in a way? There's a difference between possessed and demonized. How come you have the Holy Ghost but you still find yourself masturbating? How come you have the Holy Ghost but you still find yourself lying? How come you have the Holy Ghost but you still find yourself committing adultery? How come you have the Holy Ghost but there's something in you that is an habit that you are addicted in? The area of your life that you don't see the strength of God in it, that area of your life will always be your weakness. This is a season to pray. This is not a season to call men of God and say, "Hey, brothers and sisters, you need to come to church. Come, let us pray." No, this is the hour you call your pastor and say, "Pastor, can't we have a special programs?" Not because of the pastor, but because you need to grow. If I'm you, I'll find my pastor and I'll say, "Pastor, make out time for me. I need my own time. A time, an hour that I will ask all the questions I need to ask and I need an answer from you." And if you can't provide it, you find someone else that will give you the answer. But make sure that it's a scripture over scripture. That the answers are scripturals. The days are evil. The life of Jesus. Before Jesus was born, a prophecy came that the Messiah is about to come. Jesus is the word of God. Is that correct? Is that correct? Jesus is the word of God. The moment the Lord gives you his word, a prophecy about you has come. The moment you are sent in this world, a prophecy about you has come. But you can't be with the anointing of the Messiah until you realize that you were called. When Jesus was in the belly, attack came and they wanted his death. And an angel of the Lord begins to appear. Whenever the word of God is about to come, you, the angels begin to appear. They begin to speak to you. Servants of God. The Lord is calling you, servants of God. Do this, servant of God. Because whenever you encounter the word of God, Jesus is the word of God. When he was about to exist on this earth, encounter, challenges came. At that moment, Jesus could die. And the angels could not protect him. They could only protect him through the aid of a man, Joseph. And they have to say, go to here, go to here, go to here, that they seek to kill him. The same way when you carry the word of God, the angels of the Lord will be there to direct your path. You say, acknowledge me and I will direct your path. Some churches will preach to you, you don't need to pray, you don't need to fast. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to pray, you need to fast. The grace is sufficient, yes, but let the grace hold you when you are falling down. Don't intentionally fall on that grace. The grace is not meant to be catching you every time. It is meant for you to climb, that when you make a mistake, it can sustain you. It is not meant for you to carelessly. That's why Paul says, should we continue sinning as grace abideth more? No. You are not meant to live in sin. But he wants you to understand that when you sin, remember we have an advocate, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So when you fall, don't stay down. For how many times will a righteous man stand? 7 times. But if you fall and stay down, you remain down. Time has come where Christians no longer have to desire and seek. I'm a Christian. I know I will make heaven. No, think of the reward in heaven. I don't know about you, but I want to be rewarded for something. You reign, you ascend Zion's King, Kadoshka. Keep that beat. You are mighty on your throne. You reign, and Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne.
We have to come to that understanding. It is very important. There's a revival that is coming to occur. And honestly speaking, if you are not prepared in the spirit, you will miss out of that revival. But you must be part of the move of that revival. Trust me, for everyone that is part of that move of that revival, we operate in dangerous anointing. A test of true power is when God gives you power and he tells you to hold that power for the next 10 years. When you know you have the power to take the life of someone and you still hold it, that is what gives you power. The reason why we love our parents is not because they took care of us, it's because they have the power to take our life, and rather than taking it, they gave it. God has the power to destroy everyone and raise new breeds, but yet he didn't, because he's a just God. You don't need to be told when to come to church. You don't need to be told when to pray. You don't need to be told when to study the Bible. It's a natural way of your living. Because until your life emulates who Jesus is, until your life begins to emulate Jesus, that when you look yourself in the mirror, you actually see Jesus. Until we form, see, we can never form perfectly like him, but we shall come to an extent. There are men who walk so closely with him that God, they knew they couldn't see that. Enoch knew he couldn't see death. How can he have such encounter with God and see death? No. Elijah knew he couldn't see death. He was so much aware he couldn't see death. He even knew when and exact time where he would stand that the angel would take him to heaven. He was aware. What did the Bible say? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Before he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, he gave you a list of the things. He said, do not worry about what you eat. You hear the testimony she shared. He said, do not worry about what you eat, for he will provide. If he can feed the birds of the air and feed the grasses, how much more you? But the problem is that you worry about what you will eat before you now serve God. Because he said you can't serve God with an empty stomach. You have not started yet. Because even Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And after he fasted, he came out with power and authority. And thank God that he was a man without a sin. And when he done, after finishing the whole world, he said, this thing, I've conquered the world, overcome the devil, taking all power, take it. In Luke 9, he empowered us. You are mighty on your throne. You reign. You ashen Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You know, sometimes there's certain things we're not supposed to share. Yesterday, I was in my house, and a wizard appeared. Right in front of me, he was sitting. How I got to remember was that my wife woke up and said, you told me something while you were sleeping. And he appeared. He made invocation and incantation. In the spirit, I knew he had powers. But he made invocation and incantation. None of them could work. At the point, he started talking with me. He said, what is happening? How come? What is happening? And I was looking at him. I was wondering. I was helpless. I was just there wondering. And he was making invocation and none of them could work. At the point, he sat beside my bed, lie down beside next to me. He couldn't do anything. We started communicating. At the point, he began to disintegrate. He couldn't hold himself, but the fire of God disintegrated him. He vanished out of thin air. And my wife walked in. When she walked in, I told her something. I said, there's this being here present. I can't even remember. I was speaking consciously. They will come for you. But the grace will sustain you. And I didn't pray up to an hour that day. It is not just about you. It's about his grace. Yourself, with your fasting and prayer, you can't sustain yourself. It is his grace that sustains you. But you must also walk with that grace. Don't abuse it. The devil comes in your weakest moments, but God operates more in your weakest moments. It is not by power, it is not by might, but by the Spirit, says the Spirit of the living God. I'm preaching already. You are waiting for when I will call a topic. You are wasting your time. You reign. You ashen Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Please, children of God, let these words I speak to you soak in your spirit. There's a reason why the Lord allowed the prophecy to go round. Let it sink in you. There are some people that are not here that have received prophecy for them right now, but let it sink in you. Let it sink in you. That's why I said, everyone, try and come. Because I knew that the Lord was about to do something wonderful. I don't know what it is, but I knew. Because she wanted to be present here, she had to trek all the way from their place to this place. And how, and what a mighty God will serve. And the reward came with an opening of a boot. They said that things are hard. Nigeria economy is falling. She's eating chicken every week. Because you have come to the place where you know that you are not providing for yourself, that God is providing for you. I told God one thing, Father, let me be a dangerous giver. And help me never to announce any of my givings. No matter whatever pressure that the churches are facing that makes them to announce their giving, let me never go through. If that pressure comes, sustain me. When people say you're a stingy man of God, you can't give, let me absorb it and say, yes, I'm okay with it. But let you, oh Lord, that knows my heart, sees the truth. And I won't come and say, I gave. Let God be the one to announce it. Let those that receive be the one to announce it. Trust me, it is not easy. I could understand the pressures, why churches can give out things and show the face of those that they are giving things to. I understand the pressure because people are saying, you are the church, all you take is offering, and yet you can't give to people. Give, no, let your giving be in private. Don't care about what the world is saying. Don't care about the followers, let them drop. Let them drop. When you go to heaven, you have a lot of followers. The hour has come to change a lot of things. Didn't the Bible say in the book of Matthew that we are the salt of this earth? There's a reason why you're on this earth, is to add value to this earth. And if your existence is not adding value to this earth, then how will you explain? What will you say in heaven? There are so many people out there that all they do is prophecy. Prophecy is not wrong. It is good. But it vexes me when the prophecy is not of the Lord. And at the end of the day, every prophecy comes with, give us 50,000 naira. Sow a seed of $200. Sow a seed of $300 to receive the prophetic word of the day. Excuse me. And we are so blind and we fall a victim of that because we need the prophecy. Why not go to your humble abode in the secret place and chant in the spirit and let God speak to you? The problem is that God is willing to speak, but the problem that you have is that you don't even know when he speaks. And you have a man of God that hears from God. You have never asked him, how do you hear from God? If I'm you, if I have a friend that can hear from God, if I have a friend that have a peculiar anointing, stay with him always. Learn. You were mighty on your throne. I was talking to a friend of mine, Apostle Tochukwu. There was something new. I was talking with him. We talk a lot. In fact, if you come to my house and you see me talking for an hour, just know it's Apostle Tochukwu. In fact, my wife even knows. Once we just enter the house, I'm on the phone, I'm like, my wife, oh, it's Tochukwu. And she already knows that it's going to take 40 to 1 hour. And when I'm done, I'll say, ah, man of God, please. Please. You never neglect an anointing of any man. Please pray for me. Pray for me. And he will laugh. I say, no, you have to pray for me. We are friends, but not, I know what you carry. I know something is in you. I want. How many times have you called your pastor in your church or here and said, man of God, pray for me? And even though he doesn't pray for you, you, how far have you prayed for yourself? We need to come. He called me of a woman in the hospital. She had neck pain. He said that she woke up, but her neck swelled up. And we gave the woman phone. And I prayed with her. I said, woman, turn your neck. Do what you can do. Before she did it, her neck was free. It is the power of God. I'm not telling you this that my name will be glorified. No, God forbid. God forbid. I'm telling you this that your faith may be stirred up, that his name be glorified. You carry an anointing. What are you doing with it? We must wake up. If a week passed, 5 days, you have not healed anybody, walk on the road and find someone who is sick. If Benson Idawosta did it, the man of God prayed and said, ah, it is possible to raise the dead. Benson Idawosta met the pastor later. He said, are you sure this thing you said is possible? He said, yes. He said, you mean in the name of Jack and raise the dead? He said, the Bible said so. He said, the pastor, have you tried it? The pastor said, I have not tried it, but the Bible says so. And if the Bible says so, it is real. Benson Idawosta took his machine and was going around the whole village looking for someone that is dead. And eventually, around 4 o'clock, he found someone that is dead. I say, ah, yo, I'm here. And he entered. He said, is this person? They say, he's dead. He said, can I pray and resurrect the dead? The Bible said that the dead shall rise. And he prayed and the woman came back to life. And that was how he started his ministry. And his fame grew round just like Jesus did. You stay at home, you think they will bring the sick persons to you, you will go find them and heal them. Let your spirit burn. You reign, you ascend Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. So today, when you get back home, today, this week will not pass you by without someone getting healed. Refuse it. Refuse it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Barinano Shadagade Eminano Sanune. Pero no nanane. Thank you, Jesus. Ebarano shete karena renozo berene mozo berado shadega yakute karanoso eradoze baradabo shade. I see the spirit of prayer. It comes like fire. It starts burning from your leg, and it also burns in your heart. It's a spirit of prayer. It is the fire of prayer. Right now, it is coming on some people. It is like a dew. It is coming upon you. And your spiritual eyes is opening, and understanding is coming upon you. This is the power of the Holy Spirit of God. This is the power of God Almighty. Maronone maje bareda suto oreda sete rekata karoto koroko topere desete. Jesus, have you ever wondered why Jesus said something? Come back to the church. Have you ever wondered why Jesus said something? He said, "You are the salt of the earth." That originally means, where does salt come from? From the sea, and the sea controls 70% of the earth. So if we came from the sea, if we are the salt of the earth, that means 70% of our life is to control the earth. And he said that you gave a test to the earth. That is to say that without my existence, without your existence, this world will be useless. So there is something about you that is peculiar. But let me tell you, it's not about your physical existence. It's about your spiritual existence that gives test. Your physical existence is nothing. It's until you realize your purpose, then that test begins to manifest. Right now, you are like existing, like a salt without a test, until the day you realize your purpose in life. That is when you have a test. You don't say, "Man of God, I'm the son of this, I'm the son of the earth." If you are the son of the earth, what imprint, what test have you added to the earth? He said, "What shall it profit the sword to lose his test? If he loses his test, is it still valuable?" It's invaluable. So right now, ask yourself, do you have test? If you lose your saltiness, are you still valuable? It's not about what you were taught, it's what you have encountered. The Bible said that you are the light of the world. Have you become the light? Or you prophesy, "I'm the light of the world." Do you know what it calls light? In case you don't know, God is light. Christ is light. And wherever light comes, darkness disappears. That means automatically, as I'm standing here, there cannot be darkness. In your areas of your life, there can't be darkness. In your marital life, there can't be darkness. In your business, there can't be darkness. When you raise soul, there can't be darkness. Because you are light. There are many people out there that this message is what they are looking for. And I bless God for divine encounter. I've been speaking with my father. I don't know how it happens, but I have this grace that whenever I pray, 20-30 minutes, the Lord speaks to me. I don't know. It's a kind of grace. I don't know. It's a kind of grace. And I'm not taking glory for it. It's just a kind of grace. I don't know how. But he will speak. And whenever I keep quiet, I will keep hearing. If I want God to prophesy to every single person that I ever know in my life, he will speak to all of them. I'm telling you. The problem I have is that, can I write it all down? That is my problem. Because the more I try to write, the more it fluctuates. Don't ever commonize anything. Don't look at a man of God and say, "This man is common. He has the word, that's true." No. Don't ever commonize any anointing. Make sure you respect every single anointing. The person right next to you might carry an anointing you are looking for. If you sense it, take it. The anointing he carries is not for himself. The anointing is for you. The gift of God is not for you, it's for others. The prophecy I have is not for me, it's for you. As long as you are here and you want to be prophesied, I will speak to you. Because it is not my control, it is God that will provoke that thought. Yeah, man of God, I've been in this church for long. This man of God, it's been almost 3 weeks now I've been coming to the church. Since after the first day you prophesied to me, you didn't prophesy again. Sometimes the man of God sees, but in his room, he changes it for you. Until a time will come, you come of age, you will hit it to you as it is. Tell you, young man, you have done this, I've done this. Take it to God and pray for yourself. But now we are like the babies. And the man of God is like the shepherd. He guides the sheep and directs them to a path. I want you to change your life. this very moment where you go home, never you come to see your ministry only yourself. Make sure you drag someone, because it is important you win the soul. You're not dragging it for members. In case you don't know, God is not looking for members. He announces himself. He doesn't look for members. God, you're not doing the ministry of favor. He doesn't look for your member. God is not interested in the members. He's interested in the souls. If you can win the member or the soul over there, it's fine. The reason why you drag someone to a church is for him to witness with his own eye, to see the anointing. Because sometimes, because you talk to them, they take it very common that they know you are their friend. You might be lying. Sometimes you drag them so that they will see with their eye. And what they are seeing is the word of God. Do you know when the Bible said that the words that I speak to you are spirits, and they are what? Alive. When someone speaks, the word of God comes out and stands in front of that person and penetrates the soul and begin a life. You are hearing the word of God, your chest is pounding. Bim, bim, bim. It's because it is alive, it is not dead. If a man preach without the word of God being alive, you won't sense anything. Wake up. We must wake up. Let me. This is not a boast, but let me tell you. Most of you here in our ministry, if you go to other ministries and stay there to pray with them, you'll find how far, you'll see how far you have gone in the spirit. The reason why you are here, because as you are growing, we are also growing. You are growing, we are growing. We don't want you to catch up. We want to grow. You want to grow. You want to be stronger in the spirit. We want to be stronger. We keep igniting the fire. When you go to a Christian church, some Christian church, and they pray, you'll be like, I've gone very far. You think you're not growing. You know why? Because as the man of God is growing, as you are growing, the man of God is also growing. You spend 1 hour praying, the man of God is also spending 2 hours praying. It is not about calling G.O. and sitting down and eating. G.O. is not about owning a church. G.O. is about authority and changing people through the word of God. G.O. is not sitting down, putting your belly one side and drinking, sipping juice. No. G.O. is when you wake up in the night, you open the list of your church members' book. This man, someone must prosper. A kene must succeed. That is what G.O. is all about. It's responsibility. No, no, no. Sometimes we close our eyes to sleep. That's why you must pray for your GO. You must pray for your pastors. Sometimes we wake to sleep and the attacks come from here and there. They want to take your life. If you are a servant of God, if you have a pastor in your church and a pastor in your ministry, your responsibility is to pray for that person. As a pastor and your GO or the members of the church are praying for you, your job is to pray for them. So people say, man of God, mentor me, mentor me, mentor me. I put all of them in a group. I started teaching them. I found that out of the 8 of them, only 3 were active. I stopped teaching. You can't waste my time. You can't. I have valuable time. Instead of me mentoring you that you're not paying attention, I rather spend the study. Find a spiritual father. Find a spiritual mentor. When you find a spiritual father, bow down and respect him. And the anointing he carries will always speak for you. I have a spiritual father. I don't joke with him. I have a spiritual mother. He calls me. She can call me at night, 11. I will pick. The day my spiritual mother called me prophet, I was so happy, eh? She called me on the phone. She said, prophet. I said, You have, there must be something she has seen that made her to call you a prophet. Prophet is not by calling yourself a prophet. Anybody can give himself a title. Until a man sees you in the spirit. See the story of the woman. She said she had hepatitis, high BP. And she had diabetes. And while she was sleeping, I came to her dream. And who came was Christ, not me. Came and laid hand and asked her, what do you want? She said, I want to be cured of diabetes and hepatitis. And hypertension. Hepatitis. Is that what hepatitis was? She said. And the Christ that came with my face laid down on her. She woke up, the whole thing gone. You think it's me? I was sleeping in my house. The reason why God came through Facebook, the Lord came with my face to tell her that this is where this anointing is coming from. The day I saw Jesus, I couldn't stretch my hand to touch him. I was filthy in his presence. He gazed at me. My whole body was paralyzed. God is my witness. My whole body was paralyzed. I only touched his feet. And he gazed at me. What is your encounter? There must be an encounter that is so real to you. Find it. When you get it, hold it. They tell you the devil does not walk. The moment they tell you, the devil does not have power over you. Devil cannot bewitch you. You are a Christian. No, devil cannot bewitch a real Christian. Not someone that calls himself a Christian. Christianity is no religion. You reign, you ascend Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. Look at people on Facebook. One simple prayer. Some people are receiving 20, 30,000, just like that. Some people say, man of God, give me the church ministry account number. I say, please, don't still see because you want money doubling. They say, I know. They still show the money doubles. Sometimes I'll say, Father, what is happening now? Are these people sowing because they want it? A woman, the testimony I'll be uploading today, she said she saw the seed. She said, I told her, whatever you believe God for sowing this seed shall come to pass. Yesterday, she was telling me that she believed, she was asking God for that the child in her womb would be a boy. She went for the lab test. The child in her womb has been changed to a boy. Oh. And they're just looking at me. See, whatever you think I can do, you can do it. You are under the grace of this umbrella. Guy, I know I'm learning in seed sowing, but guy, I did try. Some seed I sow, they shock my wife self. So that she'll be like, you didn't tell me. I said, if I tell you, if me and you begin debate, we might end up not doing it. She will agree. Oh, but when you check the challenges of what you need money for, sometimes we just show it. I have personal account number of Daddy Mobile. I have his account number. I have my spiritual father, Reverend Gospel, account number. I have Joshua Selman's account number, ministry account number. I requested yesterday for his personal account number. I'm waiting for them to send it to me. What do you do with them? You think you just keep it? That's how you pray. You sow into it and collect dimension of power. You don't wake up and have the grace of speed.
Yes, sir.
This ministry is how many years old, and yet look at what God is doing. It is not of my fault. It is not of my praying too much. It is by his grace. And any person that look down on you and say, oh, sorry for that person. Because the Mecca you know is dead and gone and can never resurrect. Give your life. If this is your ministry, give your life for it. This, see, a time will come. I will die. I will go. My wife might want to stay in our business. Or she might join me. We'll go. A time will come. All of us will leave. These younger ones will continue this message. And the ministry now will still be true by America, or maybe God will change it. They will stand. They are the ones to tell the stories of what happened. And they will tell you that there was a day there was a man of God called Prophet Chukwuemeka. And there was one guy that always sing called Michael. And there was someone else called Mommy General. And they'll be telling the stories. And people will look at them like, what's wrong with these people? And when they start chanting in the spirit and in the realm of the spirit, the cloud of witness, we appear beside them and we are nothing. The word of God is like two edged sword. It pierces both the spirit and the soul. Ranana masha debai, eraduzo kadudege. Right now, as the fire is burning in you, that is authority. The word of God does not come empty. It comes with power, signs and wonder. If there is a dead man, let them resurrect. If there is a thing in your life that is dead, right now, God is resurrecting it back to life. I don't care what it is. Additions are dead in the name of Jesus. You are watching me wherever you are watching me. The same anointing I carry, if God will let you to take it, then collect in Jesus' name. Revival is coming to Oka. Revival is coming to Oka. God will use people you never expect him to use. God is raising an army. God is raising generals in the spirit. It's no longer old generals. God is raising young generals, men of fire, men that will preach with the fire. Through their nostrils, fire will come out. Why we will get people that will be kingdom minded and we'll have a time for them and we'll train them in our spirits. You can bring her here, bring her to the altar. Let her lie on the altar. Marida so perede so toko. So right now, as you're sitting down, Father, ignite my gifts. Begin to pray that prayer. Father, ignite my gifts. Let God ignite your gifts.
Your name is ever great, Kai, my God.
Whatever desire I do of the Lord, Jesus, let God kill it. Whatever that is in you that does not glorify God, let God kill it.
Jesus,
pray, because there is dimension in the spirit. There are dimensions in the spirit.
Jesus, you reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom.
Tell God you want to be among the revivalists. Let the fire of revival pass you by. Let the fire of revival not pass you by. Let the fire of revival not pass you by.
You are Jesus Christ. You are Elion of Israel. You are Elion. You are God Most High.
Hey.
You You are Jesus Christ.
Run on us.
You are Israel.
Divine encounter. Divine encounter.
God Most High.
Tell God to give you an encounter that will change your life.
Christ.
Ask Him for an encounter that will change your life.
Hi. You are El Elyon. You are God Most High. You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon of Israel. An encounter. The Lion of the Sea. La Brasca Madam Bruce's Kodiator. You will take it, take it.
Thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray this simple prayer. Father, whatever that is in me that has prevented me from serving you to the fullest, if it be finances, that is the thing that is hindering me, take it away. Whatever that has been preventing me from serving God, let Him take it away. See, if He take it away, that means it was not opened by Him. You need Him. You don't need to be the most richest man in this earth. All you need is Christ. He will sustain you. He will give you what will sustain you. You don't need cars. You don't need houses. Oh, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Let the fire that cast come. Rato sopere nando domene.
Until I'm deeper lost in you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. If that is what you want, oh God, I will look like you. Until I'm deeper lost in you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you.
Hey,
Sabaila Telia. Until I'm deeper lost in you, Spirit keep brooding over me. I come till I look more like you, Lord. We want to look like you. Hi. Until we are deep and lost in you, Spirit keep brooding over us till we look more like you. I love it. We are not just shouting Holy Ghost. Hi. We are desperate that you will hear our heart cry. Until we are deep and lost in you, Spirit keep holding over us that we will represent you on the earth. Hi. Oh, hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah.
Sanctify them, O Lord.
Hosanna.
Sanctify them, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
How thirsty are you of His power? How thirsty? How hungry are you?
Satani no metwa.
How thirsty? How hungry are you?
Oh man.
Drink, drink from it.
Oh man.
Access the throne room of God.
Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh, Jesus is us, oh, Jesus is us, oh, Jesus is us. You do great and mighty things.
Hey!
Hi.
Oh, yeah, they're 12 from before them, eh?
Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, oh, Yahweh, Yahweh. You do great and mighty things.
Power.
I live. Oh, come in the dish. Oh, come in the giddy dish. Oh, come in the giddy dish. There is a place that I'm yearning for. Oh, this place that I have found keeps me longing for you. There is a place that I'm yearning for. Oh, this place that I have found keeps me longing for you. I don't know the place you have found now, but let that place keep burning. Let it keep pressing you in God. Hi. There is a place that I'm yearning for. Oh, this place that I have found, Lord, keeps me longing for you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Victory. Victory has come. Victory has come. Victory has come. Begin to thank Jesus. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. The victory have come. Begin to thank him. Thank Jesus. The victory has come. The victory has come. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for healing us. Father, you did more than what we asked of. Thank you for invading us and taking whatever that does not glorify you. Thank you for your mighty power in our life. Thank you for the impartation of power and authority. Thank you for the gift and grace of understanding. Thank you for revival spirit. Thank you for renewing this anointing. Father, whoever hears this message, Lord, whoever hears this voice, Lord, may the power of encounter come upon them. And may the power of revival come upon them. And may the spirit of prayer come upon them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for restoring all we need. Thank you for impacting us with all the spiritual gifts that we need. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Everyone, thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him. Wave to him. Wave your hands to him and thank him. He has done awesome. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is settled in the name of Jesus. It is settled. The Lord has done more than we have asked. He shall meet us in every area of our life that we need. Every area of our life, oh Lord, that we need you, that we are lacking. Father, help us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Settled. 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 Thank you, Father. There is no mountain you take down.
Coming after me. There's no mountain you reach down. Life you reach down. Coming after me. There's no walls you reach down. Life you reach spring up. Coming after me. There's no walls you will tear down. Life you will tear down. Coming after me. Oh, there's no walls you will kick down. Life you will mend again. Coming after me. Amen. Coming up. There's no walls you will tear down. Life you will spring up. Coming after me. There's no walls you will build again. My God. Oh. There's no walls you will build now. Life you will eat it now. That is coming after me.
Thank you, Jesus. Please, come and bring her up. Come and help. Bring her up. Nidhi, come and help. Bring her up. Thank you, Jesus. You shall be a vessel that God is going to use mightily. The Lord is going to use you mightily. You shall live to glorify his name. The Lord will fight the battles for you. And whenever you call on him, he will answer. You are lifted in Jesus' name. Against all odds, against all tunnel, you will always come out victorious. As long as you follow the path of Jesus Christ, this word will forever remain true in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Take us to our seats.